Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Robert Fender is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Robert is managing director of a national financial services firm. He's been operating in that world for, in that sector of the marketplace for a long time. Got a number of designations in that field, and in the financial advice field. He's the author of a new book, The Financial Professional's Guide to Communication, and he's here to talk to us about how to do a better job of taking care of our customers, regardless of what you do for a living, what industry you're in. Robert Fender, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a privilege to be with you and your audience today.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. Now, your book was written from the point of view of a financial professional. It also, as I look through it, it also would very closely align with anyone who provides professional services. Any consultant, anybody who works very closely with, especially with a business client, or when you're offering advice, when you're offering your perspective, your whatever you're doing for them, as opposed to a product necessarily, even though products may be involved in the delivery of your advice. So it's a pretty wide-ranging book. I like the way you did it that way.
Thank you, Jim. I believe it applies to all businessmen and women, professionals in all walks of life and areas of endeavor.
Well, let's talk about something here. I want you to help me with something. I recently made a purchase at quite a large purchase at a small business that I frequent every once or twice a year. And I was out of town, and I, when I go to that place, that city, I usually go in there, and I like to buy some of their stuff. So I probably spent an hour in that store picking out stuff, and I had quite a large purchase. When the guy rung me up and handed me my bag, he said, "Have a good one." That was his comment to me. I mean, I'm talking several hundred dollars, and he said, he didn't even look at me. He just sort of shoved my stuff to me and said, "Now here's what I thought when I experienced that. I thought, you know, everything he put in that bag I could have ordered online, but yet I waited to go to their store so I could buy it from them. And you know what? Next time I might go online." If you're having trouble competing with other companies, other advisors, other consultants, if you're losing business to the competitor and the online world, there's a probably, Robert, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there's a 80% chance it's your fault. What do you think, Robert?
It's clearly a failure for that business person to communicate. And the one aspect that sets that business person apart from all the online retailers is the ability to communicate, to have that personal experience with the customer, and to neglect that is to lose that customer ultimately. As you said, Jim, next time you'll consider making your purchase online.
I will. Go ahead.
What I think is our biggest mistake as business people, and I think the person that you encountered was just downright, well,
detached.
Stupid.
I agree with that.
I mean, let's call it what it is. But often business people are too quick to pitch their product or their service or tell the customer all about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking and presenting your value proposition, all that, that's important. But even more important is the communication skill of listening to your customer.
Especially, and this is really a heightened situation. What you just described is really heightened in the 21st century, even more so than when you and I were coming up as pups back in the previous century. What do you think?
I think it's the forgotten skill. When people are speaking to us, I wonder, are we truly listening to the customer or client, or are we just waiting our turn to speak?
Mm-hmm.
Or when that customer is talking to us, are we listening intently to them, or are we thinking about the next question we're going to ask? And if either are the case, then we're going to miss critical points of information, and not just facts and data, but we're going to miss the feelings and the emotions, which are the keys to that successful relationship. Well, we have to be better listeners.
There was a time when if you were located in a market and you had a discipline or a store, you know people didn't have a lot of choices, and so if you were established, you got your share of the business. Today, you have nothing like that. There's almost nothing. There's almost no one who has that kind of a corner, and so you can't be presumptuous like that, and so you have to realize that if people do business with you, Robert, it seems to me, my experience is that the people I do business with over and over again are the people that I choose to because I like the way they handle my business or the way they treat me. It has very little to do with the product they're selling me. What do you think?
I think people do business for two reasons. They like you and they trust you. Mm-hmm. And being a fancy and a quick talker and all that, that's not what it's about. It's about respect. Show the customer, show the client that you respect them. Listen to them. Everyone wants to be heard. Everyone has a story. They want to talk about their current situation, their past experiences, their challenges, their obstacles, their motivations, their dreams. Let them speak. Mm-hmm. And when they speak, you will have a gold mine of information from which you can then use your expertise and experience to solve their needs, solve their problems.
What you're describing is something John Nesbitt prophesied 30 years ago when he said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. You're describing high-touch.
Absolutely.
And it's never going to get old, is it?
It's about state-of-the-art or state-of-the-heart. And I'll be on the side of state-of-the-heart because we're giving so much to technology. We have just forgotten the personal, the interaction,
right,
the human element.
Hold on to that thought, Robert. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Robert Fender. The book is called The Financial Professional's Guide to Communication. He's got five different ways of listening, five different styles. When we come back, I'm going to get him to tell us about 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.